Vayter in Shas Bir and Dav Ches, picking it up on the top of Dav Ches. We're going to see four Mishnayos today. Number one, we're going to talk about someone who asers himself from somebody else. Number two, we're going to talk about, they said they're not going to get any Hana. Number two, we're going to talk about Nedarim and Nedavos. Again, we're going to explain each of these. Number three, we're going to talk about a Zav. And number four, we're going to talk about Mitzora stuff. Let's jump in. Dav Ches, very top of the page. Ein Bein Amodar Hana Mechaver, Lamodar B'mena Meichel. There's no difference between somebody who's motor hanam, which means if I say I'm not going to get any benefit from Bob, or if I say I'm not going to get anything, any sort of food from him, I'm not going to get any food-related hanam from him, no difference. Eladrisas haregel, v'kelim she'enotzen b'hem ochel nefesh, except for cutting through his property, walking on his area, and walking into his house, or another thing is v'kelim she'enotzen b'hem ochel nefesh, or any sort of utensil that you don't use for food, like, I don't know, a shovel or a pitchfork or something like that. Nothing to do with food. I shouldn't say a pitchfork. A drill, a hammer. Now, what does that mean? What that means is, if I say I'm not going to get enough from this person altogether, then I can't go into his house, I can't walk through his property, and I can't use any of his utensils, I don't care what it is. But if I say I'm not going to get any food benefit related things from him, then I can go into his house, and I can use his kelim that have nothing to do with food. Rashi points out, we're talking about a place where you don't rent it out normally. But if normally people don't lend things, but they rent it out, and this guy's being nice to you, and now he's going to lend it to you without renting it to you, that means you just saved the money. And if you save money, then that money can be used for food, and that would actually be a problem. Okay, Zakta Gemara, Hala Inyan Kalim Sha'osin Mehem Ochel Nefes Eves Hashavin, when it comes to kalim, utensils, that are used in order for food, then both are going to be equal. Whether I said that I'm going to get no enough from you, I'm not going to get enough from you for food, I'm not allowed to use those things. Drisus Aragel, what does that mean? Good, and cutting through your property, going on your property. Rashi comes and says, Va'amai Oser B'modar Ana. Why should it be Oser? It says, make something more. It says, Holo Kapti Inchi. Nobody cares about that. People let people cut through their property all the time. There's no impact on, the whole world's allowed to do that. So therefore, there's no particular Hana that you're getting over here. So why aren't you allowed to do that? Even if you say you Oser yourself from getting Hana from him. Says Gemara, Amarava Hamani, Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer. This is a machlokus and the Gemara in Nedarim, the Flamed Beis. And that is machlokus Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon. The Amar, he says, Vitor Aser B'Modar Hana. Even Vitor is considered Aser, is going to be Aser when a person asks himself an Hana. What is Vitor? That means to say, the classic like baker's dozen shtickle. And that is that there's no actual extra thing you're getting over here. Everybody gets it. So it's like if you go and you buy 12 bagels and you get an extra 13th bagel, it's thrown into everybody. There's no particular hana you're getting. Even so, as Rashi says, Vitor is davar shayo mutter. Sorry, mevater lechol adam ve'inu makbedel. If he's not makbed at all, that's still considered hana according to Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore it's going to be aser or chachamim. The rabbanon over there say that that's going to be mutter. All right, next mishnah. Ein bein nedarim le'nedavos. There's no difference between making a neder, making a nedava. Ela shenedarim chayiv ba'achriyu. So when it comes to a neder, a vow, you're going to be chayiv in your achrayus in order to pay it back. U'nedavos einu chayiv ba'achriyu. So now what does that mean? A neder is when somebody says lashon hare alai. It is upon me. The Gemara is going to say this. I make a neder that, let's say, someone makes a neder that they are going to bring this cow is on me. It is upon me to bring a cow, the particular carbon. It's upon me to bring a particular carbon. And then it gets lost. So I say it's upon me. So it doesn't matter if it gets lost. I have to get another one instead. But if I say this particular animal is going to be brought as a carbon, then if it gets lost, I don't have to bring another one. That's the difference between them. So says the Gemara, Hala Inyan Baal Ta'acher. But when it comes to the idea of Baal Ta'acher, lost my place there. Halinian Baal Ta'acher is ever a shovel. When it comes to Baal Ta'acher, both of them are equal. What's Baal Ta'acher? That is the Gemara Rosh Hashanah we saw about when a person goes and says that they're going to bring a neder or a nedava, they have to bring it by a certain time, whether it's one moed or three moedim or five moedim, right? Whether it's the Shalosh Regalim, how many have to pass by. But anyway, the point is that both of them are equal. They have to pay it. Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah, which is found in Kinim. Ezu neder, what's called a neder? Homer, Hare Allah. Ola. Somebody says, upon me in Ola. Ezu Nedava. What's a Nedava? Ha'om Harezu Ola. In other words, not on me, but it's on the animals. If it's on me, you have to pay back. If it's on the animal, if it's lost or not. And Ba'be Nedarim Nedava, what's the difference? Nedarim, when it comes to a Neder, when I say it's upon me, I'm taking responsibility, then Mesu, if the animal dies, O Nignivor, it ends up getting stolen, or Ovdu gets lost, Chai Bachrius, I have to get another animal in its stead. Nedavos, what happens if the Nedava say it's this one, then if it's Mesu, O Nignivor, Ovdu, it dies, it gets stolen, it gets lost, Enu Chai Bachrius, you don't have to pay it back. You don't have to go ahead and find another way to work it out. Says the Gemara, minani mili. How do you know that a person makes a neder that it's upon them that they have to pay it back? The Tana Rabbanan, v'nirtza lo lechaper alo. The pasuk says, it's talking about a carbon ola, and that is that I go ahead and I have to go bring the same particular ola. And what happened? You do it, veneer to low, and it works for him. Lechaper alav, it's accepted for him to be to atone for him. Rav Shimon darshins, v'shimon omer, es she olav chay b'chiriosa. When it's on him, then he's chay b'chiriosa, he's to pay it back. V'shein olav, but if it's not upon him, he's not chay b'chiriosa, he doesn't have to pay it back. Ma'im bashma, how do you see that upon that it means upon him that that's such a concept? Amar v'yitzik bar avdimi, kevin da'amar alai, once he says it's upon me, commanded toina kafse dami, it's like he's carrying it on his shoulders. Which means he has to actually pay it back. Zok the next mishnah ain being zav harosh deri ios leroah shalosh. Now a quick introduction to what this is. A zav, unclear exactly what this is in terms of the actual chemical makeup. At least I don't know what it is, but a zav is some sort of emission that goes out of the body. That's not keri. It's not keri, although dola does have a status. We'll see about that in a minute. It's not zera, but some sort of thing that comes out of the body. Not urine, but some sort of interesting stuff. That stuff that comes out, depending how many times it happens. So if it happens one time, then a person has a re'iyah. They say, say a guy has a re'iyah that the stuff comes out of his shmandrik. He has some sort of stuff that comes out. Then what happens is he becomes tummy like a bakheri, which is a rishon, meaning he can now affect ochel, food and drinks, but not adam v'kelim. It can't impact other ones. It becomes what's known as a rishon. What happens if he sees it two times? If it's on the same day, twice on the same day, or consecutive days, one day then another day, then the person becomes an av hatuma, and it even affects adam v'kelim. Not only that, in other words, if I become Khalila, let's say Dave, no, you're Dave. I can't come up with the name. Jacques ends up becoming a avatuma, then if he touches even a person or a utensil, then they or food or drink, it becomes tame, it becomes a rishon. And not only that, but something called Mishkav Umoshav. That's very powerful. That means if a person is a Zav, let's say me, Chalila, but if I'm a Zav, and I go at it, even if I don't have direct contact with something, but I sit on top of 10 pillows, then the bottom pillow becomes tummy also, even though I didn't touch it, and it becomes an Avatuma, which is very powerful. Usually Tuma goes down. Avatuma, Rishon, Shani, maybe Shlishi, maybe Ravi, right? But it doesn't work. But in this context, if I'm an Avatuma, and I have something known as Mishkav Umoshav, I sit in something or lying something that's meant to be sat or lying on, then the thing that becomes underneath it becomes an avatoma, it goes sideways. Side note, by the way, that if I were to just touch it, it'll only become a rishon, but Mishkav Moshav becomes even an av. And then what ends up happening, the guy needs 7 clean days if that happens, if he has 2 re'iyas, and then he goes to the mikvah. And if the person sees any more emissions during those times, that he's not clean anymore, he has to go. He's stuck. He has to do the process again. Now, what happens if you see this 3 times? Then, if it's on the same day, or it's 2 days, and then the third twice in one day, and then the third day the next day, or in 3 consecutive days, then you have everything from the previous one, and you also have to bring a carbon. So now the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, "Ein bein zava roish teriyos l'roish shalosh." No difference between you 2 or 3 times. Ela carbon, except the 3 person has to bring a carbon. Ha, what does that imply though? Ha le'inyan, when it comes to the inyan of Mishkav u'moshav, like we spoke about the sitting on the top pillow of 10 pillows underneath, u'sfiras shiva, the fact that you have to count 7 clean days, zev is a shavin, a 2-timer and a 3-timer are equal. Minani mili, where do we know this from? The Tana Rabbanan and Wellington Abraiser of Simai Omer. We're going to see 2 different rayas for this, and then we're going to explain why we need both. Rabbi Simai Omer, he says, Mana hakasav shtayim ukro tame. The pasuk ends up saying the word zav twice in the pasuk. It says, ish ish kiya zav mibsaro zovo tamehu. So we say that it comes up twice and it's called tame. Shalosh ukro tame. The next pasuk says it 3 times and says tame also. Vizo siya tumaso bizovo rar bisaro ozovo ohechta bisaro mizovo tumaso he. So we see that it's 3 times and he says tummy as well. So Hakate said, how do we understand that 2 is tummy, 3 is tummy? It means that shtaim l'tumah v'shalosh l'carbon, that by the 3rd time becomes carbon as well. Says the Gemara, who says, v'emer shtaim l'tumah v'lo l'carbon? Why don't we say that it's 2, you become tummy, but there's no carbon, and shalosh le carbon v'lo le tuma. And when it's three, then it switches and you get carbon, but not tuma. So that's Gemara, come on, it doesn't make sense because we're building over here. Amar tash lo ra shalosh ra shtayim. You saw two to get to three. You can't skip it over. Therefore, you became tuma. It doesn't leave all of a sudden, so it can't be. Ve'emar shtayim le carbon v'lo le tuma. I'm going to say that when you do, when you see two ice, there's no tuma at all, but shalosh af le tuma. Then by the third one, you see it becomes even for tuma. It says, now, you wouldn't have thought that that's the case. Can't be. Itanik is willing to embrace. The chiper alav a coin lefnei Hashem mizovo. This is talking about the kapara that a person gets after he finishes off all his cleansing process that the coin does. The chiper alav a coin lefnei Hashem mizovo, which means mixas zavin mivian carbon, or mixas zavin a mivian carbon. There's certain zavin that they're taught me to bring a carbon, certain taught me they don't bring a carbon. How is that so? Ra shalosh maybe shtayim enu maybe. We saw three times, then he brings a carbon, and two, then he doesn't. Oh, ain't no Ella, maybe. Oh, ain't no Ella, raw bays, maybe. Raw shalosh, ain't no maybe. If he sees it twice, he brings, but if he sees three, then he doesn't bring. Amarta, again, achalo, raw shalosh, raw time. Until you see three, you saw two, so it doesn't make any sense. And therefore, yaw, it's got to be like we said. Two is for tuma, and three is for tuma and carbon. Ve'itzach Rabbi Simai, ve'itzach mizovo. We need Rabbi Simai, and we need the pasuk mizovo, which means from his zov, like the pasuk like we just dashed right now. That v'chiper alav a koin lifnei Hashem mizovo, from that thing which is coming in and being memai something. Now ve'itzach Rabbi Simai, ve'itzach mizovo. We need both of them. The ibi Rabbi Simai, we just would have said the idea of Rabbi Simai that it says two times zov and three times in different pasukim. The have a mina kikush, and it was said. Like we asked over here, how do we know? Maybe really the difference between two and three is that three is tuma and two isn't. Kamash melon mizovo. Come to tell you mizovo. That what? That no, that's just in terms of carbonos. V'i mizovo. I said mizovo. Then lo yidana kama rios. I don't know how many times you'd have to see. Maybe it's even four times you have to come along until finally you're going to be chayev. Kamash melon Rabbi Simai. Come to tell you Rabbi Simai that even after two become tame and the third one then you bring a carbon. Now you're telling me that we darshan the word mizovo like the mem of me from mizovo. Then what are we going to do with the following mizovo? V'chiyitar azov mizovo. It's another one. First we said v'chiyitar, a different one. What was the pasuk called? On? Where are you? Where are? V'chiyitar alav akoin lefnei Hashem mizovo. Now we have another one. It says v'chiyitar azov mizovo. And the zov becomes tower from his zov. Madarashtri, how did you darshan that? Says Gemara, no, who be by lay look at the time. We need that for the following brisa. V'chiyitar hazav, that means when the zav becomes clean, l'chashe yifsok mizovo, when he stops seeing stuff coming out. And what happens? He starts his seven clean days. Mizovo velo mizovo v'nigo. If this guy not only was a zav, but also had saras, don't think he has to wait till everything is done to start the process of the cleansing from zav. He could, even if he's not yet finished with his process of saras, which we're going to get to in another mishnah, yet still he can go to the mikvah for the zav shtickler. He doesn't have to wait till then, till he finishes all of that. Mizovo visafar. Right, we learn from the pasuk mizovo v'safar that we dash, we put those two words together, that one is next to the other, and it comes to teach you. Sha'af, Rashi says, Sha'af, second last line, Sha'af bishvil mikzas zav, tone sphere, even for a little bit, we need counting. Limel zav bal shteri ios, it comes to teach us about a zav of shtal bal shteri ios. Now the pasuk says, Limel zav bal shteri ios, it's coming to teach you about this guy who's two rios, that he's clean from that, and shetone sphere shiva, that he has to start to count seven. Fractal Gemara, why do I need to learn that from a drasha? Hello, Dinu is in a Kalvachomer. Im mitame mishkavu moshav. If he's already in a state where the guy can be mitame mishkavu moshav, he touches the top pillow, it affects the 10th pillow below it. Lo yitone sphere shiva, what do you think? He wouldn't be in a category, he has to count seven? Of course he does. It's such a level, of course he's going to have to count seven. Beep, turn the page, says the Gemara, lav davka, shomer shom keneged yom tochiach. Now, what in the world is that? I'll explain in one moment, but basically, I have to explain it now. Shemar Shem Shemar Yom means we know that a woman, when she comes a Nida, she's 7 days a Nida, and then she has the days between the after the 7 days, she has an 11-day period, not actual period, but 11-day period of time that she now has to be careful that if she sees Dam more than one time, that can actually impact her to become a Zava or a Zava Gedola. So what happens is, we know if she sees it once, and she has to be careful to make sure she doesn't see it a second time, and then she has to careful watch one day connected another day. So Shemeres Yom connected Yom Tochiyah, because we know that a person who goes in and becomes Tami during those days, Shemetami Mishkav Umosha, Ve'enu Tunis Fir Shiva. At the time that she sees one, she ends up that she's going to do Tumas Mishkav Umoshav, but she doesn't need to count 7 clean days. So you see that it's not a riot just because Mishkav Umoshav, you have to count clean 7 days. Va'afata Altismal Zay, you shouldn't be worried about this also with the Zav who sees 2 times, Sha'afa Bishamatami Mishkav Umoshav, Lo Yeton Sphere Shiva, it shouldn't become to say that you have to now go ahead and wait for 7 days. Tama Loma, then it comes to tell you, Mizovo Vesafar, Mixas Zovo Vesafar. So we see that Rambam comes to teach you that a person who says Zav after 2, that he needs to have 7 days of clean days. Rav Papa says to Abaye, why is that you use from one Mizovo Yukar to say that we are including a Zav who sees 2 emissions, that now he's to count clean 7 clean days. Umayishna high mizovo, the other mizovo that we use is coming to tell you the mamayit beizav bal shtei riyos is being mamayit one to riyos that he has to bring a carbon. Amarlei, so he says, isal katay te chaylem ute huda asa, because if you want to say that mizovo is coming to be mamayit, and to say that a guy who sees 2 years doesn't have to go ahead and wait 7 days, and list to me, no, let's just not say anything. Just be quiet. Don't say Mizovo altogether. Then there's no reason to then think that he would have to go ahead and be doing it. The fact that it speaks up altogether must be coming to exclude him from it. If you want to say it should be a Kal V'chomer, that after 2, that you have to have 7 days, and therefore you don't need Mizovo altogether. Shomer Yom Kenegid Yom Tochiyah, like we said a second ago, nice try. Even though you have to be Tumas Mishkav Moshav, doesn't mean that you're going to actually have to wait to the 7 days. You have to actually spell it out. V'chitei mahai mi boile Mizovo v'lo minigo. That it's coming to tell you that only Mizovo v'lo minigo, meaning that it's coming to teach you that you don't have to wait until you're totally off tzaras for that. Imkain, if that's the case, and let the pasuk just say v'chiyiter hazav v'lishtok. Don't say v'chiyiter hazav mizovo. Just say v'chiyiter hazav, and then I'd be good. What's mizovo? Lamali, what's coming to tell you? Limin al zav bal shtei re'il shiton sfir shiva. It's coming to tell you that this guy needs to have a counting of 7 days. Period. Okay, beautiful. Zuck the next mission. Now we get into something known as a mitzora. What is a mitzora? It's something known as tzaras. And by tzaras, we know that if a person goes ahead and they see something on his body that may be tzaras, that he has to quarantine for 7 days. Now, this is if it's a suffix, if it's saras. The Kohen's not sure. And then he's reevaluated. That's called hesger, like he's closed off. And then afterwards, if it's confirmed, then it's called muchlat. That's certainly that he is tzaras. So if a person is in a state of hesker, then the Kohen comes after 7 days, and he comes and he checks him, and then he sees if he's actually fine, then he goes out. If he's not, then he becomes what's called the muchlat, and they go weiter in life. Now, ein mei mitzora, muskel mitzora, muchlat, no difference between the two types of mitzoras, ela priya ufrima, except for the fact that, in reference to hair growing long, and ripping the clothing, that a person who is a mitzvah has to do that, and a person who's not, doesn't. Ain being tahor mitoch hesker, latoy mitoch hechlet, there's no difference between someone who comes tahor after being in hesker and tahor being mitoch hechlet, ela tiglachas vitzi parim. The difference is that if it's because of hechlet, then he also has to shave his hair, and he has to bring different karbonos, different birds of the karbonos. Zok the Gemara, holi in shiluach v'tuma, but in reference to shiluach, and sending out the person, that they have to go out of the 3 machanas, Kuhuna, Levi, and Yisrael, all 3 machanas, then Zevezeh Shavan, both of them are equal in reference to Shiluach and Tum'ah. Rashi says, what's Tum'ah? Kol Chomer Tum'ah, all the Chomers of the Tum'ah, this is also. Both of them are going to be equal. Minonimidi, how do we know that? How do we know? Essentially, that you don't have to let your hair grow and you don't have to rip the clothing. When you have a muzgar, the Tani of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Kamid Rav Huna, he says v'tiharo hakohen mispachasi v'chibis begadu v'tahir, that the kohen goes ahead and he's betahir him. The pasuk is talking about this is one who became tahor. Then the kohen shall say that he's tahor. It's a mispachas. Mispachas means some sort of skin shtickle, but not saras. And he goes and he puts his clothing into the mikwah, and he is good to go. Right. So now. Tahor mipriya uprima deme kara. What is the mashmos here? That he is tahor from the idea of letting his hair grow and ripping his clothing. Deme kara. It's already done. Amalei Rava, so he says Elamiata. So you're saying Vitahar means that it's Meikara, that it's like considered it was already finished. The Gabi Zavdich Siva Vichibes Begada Vitahar, which means it's some sort of Lemafreya Dikazach, Hasa Mai Vitar Meikara Ika. Where do you have a Vitar Meikara that actually applies? It doesn't apply altogether when it comes to the idea of the Zav. Right? There's no such thing that he didn't already have. Alatahor hashta, it must be talking about from now, milatame klicheres behest, that he's not going to go ahead and be matame a klicheres while just moving it. We know that if they go ahead, and if, let's say it's on a seesaw, and he sits on one side of the seesaw and he moves it, then it becomes tame, even just through moving it, even though he has to go ahead and touch the inside of it, because moving it is like he's touching the entire thing. Now, afal gav, the hader chazi, even if, let's say we have a case that we're talking about, that we're saying elatar hashtim miltami klicheres behest, means if that afagav the hader chazi, if he goes ahead and he sees again, we're talking about a zav who goes to the mikvah on the seventh day and he's totally tahor, as long as he doesn't have anything else for the rest of the day, he's fine. Now, if he does have another emission that day, then even after he goes to the mikvah, the 7 days gets knocked off, he's got to start it again. But now we're going to see is afagav the hader chazi, even if he sees again, lo metam lemafreya, it doesn't go lemafreya to go ahead and be metame through hesed. And hachanami, we want to see here also, when we're talking about a mitzora, that what it means is tahor hashta miletame bibia lemafreya, that he's going to be tahor from here in the chumrah of that he's going to be metame. When he goes into a home, we know that if he walks into a house, that he's going to be metame everything that's in the house, even though what happens is he ends up becoming tame later on in the day. That it does not go in a lemafreya de gazach. So what's the point that we come out after all that shtickle? That it must be that this shtickle vitaher doesn't mean meikara. Elamba rava mehacha. Rather, he learns it out from the following idea. Where do we know that you're going to be exempt of your mitzora from the idea of letting your hair grow and cut your clothes, rip your clothing? Because the pasuk says v'hatzarua asher bo hanega, and that is the one who is a tzarua that he has the nega on him. Meaning, misha tzarasa tuli begufa, the tzaras that's on his body, that he's actually a hechlit, and that his tuma is not gone until he has no tzaras anymore. Yotzezeh shein tzarasa tuli begufa ela biyamim. That has nothing to do with his guf, but rather biyamim, meaning to say a hesker, that even if he gets out after the 7 days, even if it's still there, it's still not going to have any impact. So Amar Le Abayi says, hold on a second, El Meyata, if that's what you want, a Taina, so then you're saying it's something to do with him himself, that's on him, on his body, that when the Pasuk says, Vatsura Asher Bo Hanega, then let's use the word bo in another area. What do we do with the fact when it says, Kol Yimei Asher Hanega Bo Yitma, that says all the time that the Tsaras is on him, he's going to become Tame, and that he has to stay outside of all of the Machanas. Which means that guy has to go out of the three machanos. But if he doesn't have it on his gufo, in other words, it's on him, then he doesn't have to go out. Meaning to say that a hesker shouldn't have to go out. You say, really, that's true? Yeah, absolutely. The hesker doesn't have to go out. We learned to the Mishnah differently that ain't bein mitzor muskal mitzor muchlat ela priya frimi. The only difference is growing the hair and ripping the clothing, which means in reference to the sending him out of the city and the fact of going to ask is give him time and everything, Zevez Shavim, both of them are equal, so clearly that's not true. So Amar Lei Spectum, no, that we have another drasha from, we have another word, and that is Yemei. The Pasuk should have said that all the days that he's out, and what does it say? It says Kol Yemei, and that's coming to Darshan, L'Rabbis Mitzara Muskali, Shiloach, he has to be sent out. Says Gamar Yahachi, if that's what you want to Taina, then Kol Yemei, that we need to be excluding certain things, and tiglachas v'tzipayim, my time alone, why is it that the shaving his hair and the whole bird shtickle don't apply to a hesker? The katani ain't being tar mitoch hesker, the tar mitoch hechlit, ela tiglachas v'tziparim. But what's pshat? Why shouldn't it be to a hesker also if there's no pasuk that's excluding him from it? Amar Abayi, Amar Kra, there is. V'yotza koin al michutz l'machaneh, v'hinei nirpa nega tzaras. He goes out from the machaneh, and nirpa had healed the nega tzaras. Mishat tzaras o tluya berufuos, which means that his tzaras, which is totally on him getting better, Then what's the case? Yotze zeh she'in tzaras atluya berufuos el b'yomim. It's not ketoli berufuah. Even if he still has it on him, it's not a problem. It's rather with days that it actually has some sort of impact. Therefore, we have an exclusion for that as well. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.